Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Deck your home this holiday season with Blinds.com. Save up to 40% on select styles, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Jake and I went over this letter, and it's got a lot of information in it, so it'll take me a second, you guys. On December 13th, my wife, Anna, had an appointment with a hematologist, oncologist, due to severe anemia. That night at 7 o'clock, we received a call from the doctor saying to go immediately to the emergency room for a blood transfusion due to her hemoglobin level of 5.1. Normal is 12.0 to 15.0. 15 minutes later, her doctor called again and said, we need to go to a bigger hospital because there was a significant percentage of what they call blasts. Blasts are immature white blood cells. Finding these is a strong indicator of leukemia. That evening, we arrived at the University of Kansas Hospital. After talking with a nurse, she was admitted to a labor and delivery unit because she's also 18 weeks pregnant. Man, after completing more blood work, it was determined that she needed 3 units of blood because her hemoglobin had dropped to 4.5. The following day, 2 hematologists came to deliver the news. She has acute myeloid leukemia, AML. It's an aggressive form of leukemia. And she would need to be admitted to the leukemia unit to begin a minimum 5-week stay where she would start chemotherapy. The hard part is that now she's immunocompromised, so she's unable to see our kids in person until she can go home. So, side note, guys, yeah, that means they're not going to see mom for Christmas. They're little.
Yeah, they're young boys.
2, 4, 6, and 8.
Yeah.
So they've started their family. And I thought, man, because she's only 34. And I did the math. My mom was 35 when she had all 4 of us. After a bone marrow biopsy, her form of leukemia was confirmed. December 20th, she began her first round of chemo and will continue with this round of treatment for a total of 7 days. There's no guarantee that this round of chemotherapy will put her into remission. In the event that it doesn't work, she'll begin yet another treatment. These past few weeks have been crazy, overwhelming. It's a scary time for our family. We've been staying as positive as we can. We're just trying to focus on what is happening now and not worry about the future. I just want to say friends and family have been so good with our boys, our meals, sending well wishes and prayers. You have no idea who's in your corner until something like this happens, and we're truly blessed for the support we've received. I've taken several days off work, and it's put us behind. I just don't want my wife to have any extra worries. Thank you for reading our letter. I appreciate it. So there's a lot to go through on this letter. So they have four boys. He's now taking care of those boys. He's in the Air National Guard up in Leavenworth, Fort Leavenworth, in the military commissary. Jake and I were talking. I thought, oh, my God, she's 18 weeks pregnant. Chemo.
Yeah.
It turns out there's a window where, believe it or not, it is not unsafe to have a chemotherapy during a pregnancy. I would have thought that was the worst possible thing you could have. So they skated by one there. But it's a heavy thing, and it's a lot to unpack here and get through. Doctors say she's in her second term, so they're pretty resilient against this chemo right now, but they've got to get into it. He's been knocked out a bunch of days, and his mom's been watching the boys, so that can only go on so long.
Yeah.
She's not working. He's not working right now, or he is working, but he's missing a few days.
Taking time off.
So let's get a hold of him. One of the interesting things, the letter, I got to the end of the first letter, and I was like, hey, but he didn't ask for anything. He didn't tell us where he could get help. That's how serious it is. He forgot to tell us what he needed. I think he was on his way to the hospital.
Hello.
Aaron, my name is Johnny. There, we're on the radio. You sent us a letter.
Oh, hello.
Hey, man. Hey, I know you've spoken with Jake a couple times. And I'm sure I'm very sorry about your wife.
Thank you.
So talk to me about what happened. How did you end up at a hematologist oncologist? She was diagnosed as anemic?
Yeah, she's been doing blood work, obviously, because of her being pregnant. And that's when they actually found out about the, because they were all like, you got to go see a specialist because there's something wrong with your blood.
So you go, you get your blood drawn, they're checking you for anemia, and I'm sure you weren't expecting a doctor to call you and say, hey, you got to immediately go get a blood transfusion.
Absolutely not. I had just gotten off work, and she called me, and she gave me the news. It was unbelievable. I couldn't believe it. She said it could be that, but it was still just the fact that it could be had hit me, because we hadn't officially got the news that it officially was at that time.
Leukemia.
But they did tell her at 7 that it could be that leukemia, yes.
Because it showed all those, what they call blasts. Those are the immature white blood cells.
Yeah.
And that's the sign normally is that'll lead you to the next test. So then they said they did deliver the news that it's AML, acute myeloid leukemia.
Yep, that was, so when she went into the ER and they had moved her to labor and delivery, and then that next day they moved her to the leukemia level at KU, and they came in around 10, I think, and had given her the news. I was there at that time, and it was just unbelievable.
I can't imagine, because you're pregnant with another child.
Yeah.
So you've got four boys. You guys have started your family. She's only 34. Anna's only 34 years old.
Correct.
But I was amazed by this and so relieved to see that at 18 weeks pregnant, actually, there's a window where chemotherapy isn't harmful for the fetus.
Yes, it can be highly unharmful for the baby. Yeah.
So, but it's okay for this round. So she's in, they immediately start her treatment, but she's in a hospital now. So then what happened at home? You guys just had to, did you ever go home, or was she immediately admitted and then went straight to treatment?
Yeah, she still hasn't been home since the 13th. She immediately got admitted. Yeah.
And so they started a treatment, but that it knocks out your immune system.
Yep. It does.
And so,
she
hasn't been able to see the kids.
Yeah, that's the real hard part, because they're so young, especially the two younger ones. Like, they don't understand, like, why mom isn't home. I can kind of explain it to the two older ones, but They even ask questions too, and we're not keeping anything from them. Besides, we just tell them that mommy's really sick and she's not going to be able to be home right now, because they don't know really what leukemia is, anyways.
Of course,
and they do know about everything.
No, and it's
yeah.
No, it's I. So what? How do you communicate with her?
So we are able to, she is able to have her phone. So we call her. I have tried to make it down every day just to be with her, 'cause I don't want her to go through this alone. You know, it's already a surprise, that she has this form of leukemia. And, on top of that, she's more worried about the baby that she has in her, with everything that is going to be getting put in her. But yeah, so I have been able to go down there. Missing work,
you're Air National Guard, right? You work in the commissary.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's, and we all know how great the military pays anyway. So I understand we're going to figure this out. I got to the end of this letter, and I realized you hadn't asked or explained what help we can get into with you. So Jake had said that January mortgage has not been paid.
Yeah, correct.
And your mortgage is how much?
It's $1,200.
Okay,
right around there.
And I know that you've got a combination gas electric bill.
Yes.
What is that?
If I had to say median, it would be about $150.
And a phone
for
bill.
The both of them.
And a phone bill comes
yeah.
in how much?
$160.
Okay. This is going to be a long road though. So 5 weeks now, and they don't know if this treatment will work. Do they give you any kind of a prognosis on the percentages of it working?
You know, the more news we get, which we still are only a week and a half into it, the more news we get, it seems to always come back a little bit worse. But when she came back with one of the factors of the, like the sub-factor of AML, it came back as one of the bad ones. So more than likely, she's going to be having a bone transplant at the end of all this.
A marrow.
So that means that. Yeah, bone marrow transplant, and that means that the baby will be getting delivered before full term, no matter what. So that's very scary also.
Sure. And then who's watching the kids? Who's got four of these kids? I mean, tomorrow is Christmas.
Tomorrow, yeah. So my absolutely amazing mom, when I called her and told her about it, she pretty much told me that she was going to make it work with work and come down, and she has been able to be down here. What was it? The 16th she made it down here. And she will be leaving the 27th, I believe, but she has been such a great help with being able, because it's Christmas break and I don't even know what I would do. It's
okay.
Just,
I got you.
Rough.
No, it's
right now.
It's coming at you from every angle. I can see it.
Yeah.
All right. Give me a few minutes, Aaron. Stay right there, okay?
Thank you.
Hey. Guys, look at this. Every angle.
That's so much.
Your wife, 34 years old, AML, acute myeloid leukemia. That's a hard run. She's young. She's strong. That's good. That's in her favor.
Yeah.
But it is going to take a lot. Like, you see how they put her immediately into treatment, and now it's 5 weeks, no contact with her family because her immune system is suppressed. And because it is the subcategory, and I do know what he's talking about, it makes it harder to cure, which means a bone marrow transplant, which is a long run, as you know, as well.
Yeah.
He's got four boys that he has got to take care of. You're up against Christmas. It's Christmas Eve, for God's sake. Your mortgage isn't getting paid. You have the choice to go to work or to be with your wife, who's by herself, who has to face this by herself while she's pregnant. You talk about getting your ass kicked from every single position. You're alone. You're afraid. You're sick. You've got money worries. You don't know how this is going to turn out. And there's no short-term answer to this.
In a world where everything was normal.
On the 13th.
Yeah.
11 days ago, their world was great. They were facing Christmas with little kids, 2, 4, 6, 8. Everybody's got to be excited. You're in love. Everything's moving forward. And in one day, a diagnosis changes absolutely everything. And then it starts to steamroll on you. And the bills still come. And money still has to be made. And children still have to be loved and comforted and fed.
Looked after.
And looked after. And in the end, the person you love the most is stuck in a hospital room. And the right thing to do is not be with them.
Right.
All you can do is sit near them through. Eesh. All right. So the mortgage is $1,200. The electric gas is $150, $160. But that, you know, this is going to go on a lot longer, guys.
So what are you thinking?
Let's knock the first thing out first. Let's see where we go from there. So right now, $1,200, $1,500. Yes. So we're minimum $1,500 to start the whole thing, man. So,
okay.
Bradley, you're on the air. Good morning.
Yeah, Johnny, I'd like to donate $100 to this family.
Beautiful.
My mom was diagnosed with leukemia last year, right around this time. And she spent just over 30 days in the hospital, and, all the grandkids, you know, didn't get to see her on Christmas.
How's she doing?
Oh, man, she's doing fantastic.
Oh, that's excellent. Perfect. Hey, man, drop that off at a U.S. bank today and tell them hope for the holidays, okay?
Yes, sir. It'll be there.
Awesome. Merry Christmas, man. All right, Shane.
Yes, Johnny, I got $300 for you.
Why?
Because the right thing to do. The man needs a Christmas miracle. Let's give it to him.
You're a good man. What do you do for a living?
I just work, Johnny. Just leave it at that.
All right, brother. I love you, man. U.S. bank. Hey, Kevin.
Johnny, hey, brother. Man, good morning. Hey, I want to donate $200 to help this family out.
What makes you call?
Well, my sister-in-law, I can say I know personally what they're going through. Man, my sister-in-law just went through a double mastectomy. So, man, I want to help out. Plus, this guy's active military. Nobody should have to go through this at Christmas or any time, man.
What do you do for a living, Kevin?
I'm a recruiter, Johnny.
Right on. Right on, man. Taking care of your own. You're a good man.
Hey, Merry Christmas, brother.
You too. Hey, and best to your sister. All right, same. All right. Hey, David.
Yes, sir.
What can I do for you?
Hey, I'm going to give $200 today.
Awesome. Awesome. What makes you call?
It's Christmas.
That's a good enough reason.
Exactly.
Stay right there, man. Where are we at, Nick?
You're at $800 of $1,500.
All right. Hey, Lewis.
Yes.
What can I do
for you?
What's
up, Johnny?
What's up, man?
Not much, man. Here, driving to work. I just want to take $200. We set aside always a little money here and there, you know, for this time of the year for somebody that might need it more than we do. So, yeah.
Are you sure you got it?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
U.S.
And part of it came from your buddy Clay, man. I'm his handyman.
Excellent. Beautiful. Beautiful. Good, Clay. Oh, hey, you know what? I don't know what you just said. I think the $200 just reminded me. Hand me my bag in the other room. Because I have another $200 somebody gave me at the DSS Christmas party that is sitting in the front of my wallet. You stay right there, brother. I love you, man. Thank you. All right, hold on. So, hand me that. I'm sure I do. I'm sure that's what it was. Sorry, guys, but...
No, I got you.
I know it's here, right here.
I believe you. I know it's on there.
There. Yeah, hold on. Yeah, that was $200. So that's another $200. That was handed to me at the Christmas party. That was in the front of my wallet.
Awesome. Excellent.
So, all right. So, hold on. Who is this? Hold on. Hey, oh, hold on 1 second. Miss Emily.
Hi.
What can I do for you?
Well, I'm with IBEW, the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local 124 Apprenticeship School.
I'm very familiar with you guys.
Awesome. So we've been collecting money, and we would like to pay for 2 months of mortgage and 2 months of that gas and electric bill.
Oh.
Hold on. That would be, so it's $1,200 for a mortgage. So you're telling me $2,400 and then another, let's call that $300, another $600. So you're talking about $3,000?
So we did. I thought the electric bill was $150 a month.
It is. Yeah. I know.
Okay. So 2 months of that is $300 plus the $15. Yeah. So we've got $2,700.
Oh, you're perfect. You're
God bless you.
God dang, Emily. What is going on with IBEW? What's this about?
Well, we just. I mean, we're in good paying jobs. It's this time of year. We just feel like this family is very deserving of it.
You guys are great.
And so we came together and gathered the money through classes. Our training coordinator came around to each class and said, hey, guys, what can we give? And this is what we came up with.
Man, 124, IBEW. Emily, so much love to you guys, and I cannot thank you enough. And now we're into something here. Now we're getting something done for the future.
We're so glad that we could help.
You're beautiful. I love you, and I love all you guys. IBEW, Local 124. Stay right there. Hold on. And so that puts us – hold on. So let me just run my head around this. Before we got to that number, where were we at?
We were at $1,200 before she had called.
It was three. So three and five. All right. So
I have $3,900.
She was going to do that for two. So, okay. I know what we're going to do. All right. Stump, what's up?
Yes, sir.
What can I do for you?
Man, let's make sure these kids have a good Christmas. Let's get them 500. Cancer's it's had a large impact on our family, and seeing this through the holidays, seeing these kids having to deal with us as family, it's...
Yeah, we hadn't even talked about those kids. And
yeah.
It's... No, you're 100% right, Stump, and that's a great catch on you. Man, U.S. Bank, take it by today, and I will make sure this gets handled before we leave the radio station today. You stay right there, man. And that puts us, okay, so how much money are we talking about right now?
Okay, so we're at $4,400 when
All right, I'm getting into the place where I need a sheet of paper.
Okay.
So 12, 12, and 12, so that's 16, or 600, that's $3,600. $3,600 is 3 months of mortgage. And then if you were to take care of electric and gas, that would be $450. And then phone, that would be so we're at $4,000, you said?
So we're at $4,400 right now.
Okay, we're good. I know what we're gonna do. I got this.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, Aaron.
Hi.
Hey man. I don't know how much you could hear.
All of it.
We're gonna pick up your mortgage for the next 3 months.
That's incredible.
Bring us your landlord, your mortgage information, and we're going to pay the mortgage directly for the next 3 months. We've also got your electric gas bill. We're going to pay it in advance, so you'll have a credit. And we're going to do the same thing with your phone. Take those off your plate. We've also going to have some gift cards for you. I don't know if you'll have time, or your mom will have time, or somebody, if a friend of the family have time. I don't know if you've had time to even shop for the kids.
Yeah, not a whole lot.
Okay.
It's going to be rough because it's going to be today. So, it's going to be a long day. But, you know, I never thought that we'd be in a situation like this. But listening to that, I just want to thank everybody that called in to help me out, help us out. That is incredible.
Well, man, you're getting hit with a lot from every angle.
Yeah.
And the less attention you can pay to things that don't have anything to do with her health, the better. You need to be able to concentrate on her and those kids. So if we can take any of that pressure away and take care of that mortgage, take care of the electric and gas, take care of that phone, We're going to do that. We're going to make sure you've got gift cards today to buy those kids some gifts for tomorrow morning and make it as good as it can be without your mom. And also, our friends at Constantino's have a $1,000 gift card they'd like to give you for a Constantino's Price Chopper. Constantino's Market, Apple Market, Sunfresh, it works in Adam. If it says Constantino, it'll work there just to take a little bit of that pressure off you, man, and make sure those kids have good, clean, healthy food, okay?
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
And, hey, listen, let us know how this goes. And, man, just stay in the game. I know it's a lot of pressure, and it's a lot of stuff going on, and you got to keep yourself together for the four kids, for Anna, for everything. But just take a breath, man, and just one thing at a time. One thing at a time, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
All right, brother. Stay there, man.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.